So thankfully, after many, many months' work, a very difficult and complicated file has been completed. But above all, it's going to be good for the environment and indeed good for citizens and good for Ireland.
Can you give us an indication, what are the targets that industry is going to have to meet and country member states are going to have to meet in terms of the use of renewable energy?
Yeah, the main overall target is that by 2030, that 32% of our renewable, of all our energy, must come from renewables. And that will apply to everything from crop-based biofuels, which can be used for transport, to apply to self-consumption, where we're really encouraging individuals and communities to create their own electricity. And then, of course, it means that we have to have fossil fuels moved out and replaced by some form of renewable. So the package is very complicated, it's very comprehensive, but I think it will work well because straight away now it will send a signal to industry, to, for instance, car manufacturers, that this is the way things are going, to all sorts of businesses, that we really have to watch our carbon footprint, and there are going to be targets set, so we've got to change.
Targets are set. Are there any penalties for not meeting those targets?
What we're looking at overall first is that there would be an overall European plan which would incorporate each member state looking at the mix, and this is very important, to give them the flexibility to look at the mix. One member state might say we can do far more in renewable wind, another might say we can do far more in biofuels, another might say we can do far more in self-consumption and all other areas like that, and they put the whole lot together and submit it, and the Commission then will do an assessment. So while Ireland was fined, and we're supposed to be fined about 600 million for not meeting our 2020 targets, there is a commitment at government level now, because I was in touch with the Taoiseach and Minister Nocton during this process, that we are going to actually develop a climate change policy and put it into force. So I think Ireland now will be seen to, in a very positive light, whereas as a result of not meeting our targets in 2020, that was a negative for us, but that will change now, which I was very anxious to ensure would happen, and to indeed help us, especially in exporting our agricultural products and our industrial products. We'll be able to say that these are as close to carbon neutral as we possibly can.
And in terms of the responsibility on member states and industry, where is the responsibility going to lie?
Well, the member states will have the overall target, but the industries then will have to comply, because, for instance, in relation to transport, there are binding obligations to have a certain amount of renewables included in the transport mix, and that will apply to both big vehicles like lorries and trucks, we call them, and cars and so forth. And we have seen already the movement towards electric vehicles and hybrids, and this is going to ramp up big time now, because the era really of the internal combustion engine running on imported, and I emphasise imported, fossil fuels like petrol and diesel is gradually going to come to an end.